This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I've got Vicky Ward, the Minister for Equality in Victoria, with me. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Warren. How are you? Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, and welcome to our Rainbow Room as well.
Thank you. It's pretty fancy.
It is. Now, Pride March today as the Minister for Equality. How does it make you feel?
Oh, it's awesome to see so much diversity here today, to see so many different community groups. You've got schools, you've got babies in prams, you've got dogs, you've got people from all over, you've got grandparents. It is wonderful where you see that community cohesion. You see people together celebrating who they are and being so in love with who they are, and people looking fabulous.
They do, don't they?
They do.
Colours are amazing. Now, tell us what the Minister for Equality does.
So I'm the only Minister for Equality across our nation.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Anyone?
It's just us, yeah. Just as, and you heard earlier from Joe, our LGBTIQA+ Communities Commissioner, he's the only one as well. And our job, Joe's and mine, we work together, is around how we represent community the best, how we can have that voice for community, but also make sure government's got that ear.
When you, the only Minister for Equality in the country, when you look at what's going on in the world at the moment, what does that say about Victoria?
It says Victoria's not going to stand for it. Victoria's not going to stand. Victoria's not going to stand for that bullshit hate, right? It has no place.
Love it.
It has no place in our state. It really doesn't. And it shouldn't have a place anywhere. People absolutely have the right to be who they are, to stand in their own truth, and to be loved for it and to be respected for it. And as a state and as a government, no, you can get stuffed. Keep out of our state if you're going to behave.
This is the sort of talk that I like. I wish more politicians would talk like that. What do you reckon, though? I mean, it's not all roses. What are the main challenges that you're seeing in terms of achieving equality for all?
It's that bizarre bias that some have, but it's also the noise, right? So we know that, like, I'm in my own community, I'm in the outer suburbs, and I've got a pretty inclusive community, but there's still challenges. And so it's that, how do we live by that RuPaul, look, don't stare, right? Don't stare at the hate, don't focus on the hate. There's some of it there, but it's not everyone. And it's noise. And it's noise that we need to just not only stamp out, but also just push to the side, because they're not worthy of our attention. They're not worthy of our time. They're not worthy of us. Yeah. So it's about, you know, just continuing to keep that at bay and helping community understand that we are there for them, that we care about them, that we will be there, and that we will stand up for them every single day of the week, including twice on a Sunday.
Vicky, your T-shirt. I love your T-shirt. Eltham, yep. Basketball. Are you a basketballer?
No, I'm more of a netballer, I have great basketball community. I've got a great basketball community. I've got two great leagues. And Eltham Wildcats, which is the T-shirt I've got, they do amazing things when it comes to equality and inclusion. And that goes to my point. I'm in the outer suburbs, and there are inclusive, safe places for so many people. And these are the things to remember and to be reminded of, because those places are there, those community groups are there. That noise, put it to the side. Look, don't stare. Yeah, we know it's there. They don't take up our time.
When you look at community sporting groups like the Eltham,
Wildcats.
Wildcats. We love the Eltham Wildcats.
We do.
Now. How important are these community groups in terms of not only displaying visibility of inclusiveness, but in terms of sowing that culture into people, so that when they grow up and they get into the workforce, etc.
Absolutely.
They practice that, isn't it?
No, it's incredibly important. It's a really good point that you make, because our sporting clubs, especially in a sport mad state like ours, you know, like, we're nuts for sport. You need to have that leadership. You need to have that inclusion. You need to be leading by example. And where we've got suburban clubs, regional rural clubs who are out there, who are waving the flag and are showing that they are safe places, that helps shift community sentiment when it isn't the way it should be, when it's not positive. It helps shift people's mindset, and it does it in a way that may not be too confrontational, for people to give them the space to actually think about it a bit more and go, oh my God, what am I worried about?
Make everyone feel inclusive.
Absolutely.
Vicky Ward, the Minister for Equality of Victoria, thank you so much for coming to our Rainbow Room here at Joy 94.9.
Thank you very much.
And happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Thank you for participating.
No, thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.